This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. Unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping. Free road hazard protection. Over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Yeah, sure. Get on. So, Matt Holliday is a friend of mine, and we're actually hanging out at my alma mater, not his. Oh, did you ever...
No classes, nothing.
His lovely life, lovely wife Leslie is a proud Oklahoma State alum. Matt just just 7-time All-Star, 4-time Silver Slugger. So he's going to be on in the bonus podcast, which drops live at 5 on the East, 2 in the West, 4 in Central Time Zone, where we're currently broadcasting from. But I want to talk about last night's Monday Night Football game. First, it was in Mexico, and I do think there was something interesting. Like, George Kittle was talking about the altitude after the game. And I love that there are such people that are, like, altitude deniers. That is a weird thing. The altitude deniers is an amazing deal. Like, yeah, well, you know, the altitude. Like, well, Okay, so here's the thing. If altitude wasn't a factor, why do athletes go and train in altitude to get ready for the Olympics, right? I mean, why are the – and you played in Colorado, mm-hmm. right? Why are the fences so much further? Why mm-hmm. why does everything – like altitude, it's actually science. Mm-hmm. And yet you'll have people like, ah, like, no, have you ever played a game in altitude? You ever get tired running the bases in altitude?
Well, it's like I was watching those players, and you could tell how gassed they were.
Oh, yeah.
Like more gas, more cramps. Like it looked like that it was taking a toll on them. I was like, because they talked about how high it was. It's pretty high.
No, it's like a mile. It's a mile high.
Yeah, and Colorado, guys would come in, and they wouldn't recover. Like they would come in the next day like, man, I'm so sore. How do you do this? How do you guys play here?
Now, what they said, what I've always been told, and this is like a basketball thing, is like your second and third mm-hmm. day there is when it really affects you. When you first yeah. get there, but because your second, third day, you become oxygen deprived. Mm-hmm. Your body's not used to it.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
There was always an adjustment when you came back off a road trip. Like, you know, you really had to take care of yourself. And we always, you know, talked about having an advantage because we were – you know, doing the hot and cold tubs and just making sure that we were always on top of our body. But guys would, you know, they'd come in there and they'd say, man, I'm so sore. My hamstrings are tight. And, you know, there'd be a lot of injuries that people would point to because of coming to Colorado. So, I noticed it last night watching those guys. They looked like they were sucking wind.
Oh, no question. No question at all. Now, San Francisco actually spent the week before training in Colorado. And shocker, they actually look like the better team. Speaking of the Niners, like Ramos, you might want to do earmuffs here because Ramos is a Rams fan and he won his Super Bowl last year. But Jay Stu, Matt and I were talking, like, am I crazy? Niners look like a Super Bowl team. Now, and I don't want to just say last night because, and as a Charger fan, it pains me to, like, because they play everybody close, even the bad teams. But some of it just comes down to how much talent you have. Shanahan's a very good coach. Anybody who argues otherwise because of his career record, when he doesn't have Jimmy Garoppolo, like everybody's a bad coach when you have your backup quarterback. That's pretty well known. But you add in the fact that now Garoppolo seems back comfortable. They got him Christian McCaffrey, who's as good a running back, both running it and out of the backfield, catching it when he's healthy. Everybody thinks Debo Samuel's legit. Like no one argued talent-wise or skill-set-wise Debo shouldn't have gotten the money. It was more, should he get running back money or wide receiver money, and can he stay healthy? Then you factor in Nick Bosa's back. I mean, you go through the whole litany, George Kittle and Williams at left tackle. I mean, when they're healthy, they're legit. Like I watched last night, that looks like – I don't know what a Super Bowl team is in the NFC because everybody's so up and down. Niners look like a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, they got dudes everywhere. Like when you talk about weapons and a good fit where Garoppolo get the ball out of his hand, backfield, tight end, every now and then take a shot deep, Ayuk, and all of a sudden he's playing, scoring touchdowns. They looked to me like, you know, and then like dudes on defense. Like when you talk about talent winning the NFL, like they got high-end talent. And if Garoppolo can make enough plays, like he would be the guy where you say, well, as long as he's
– No, listen, I mean – everybody knows who Jimmy Garoppolo is. And for whatever, I actually think they knew who he was. That's why they were ready to get somebody to take them to a higher
level. Yeah.
The next level is that, you know, how he played in the second half of the Super Bowl, they probably said to themselves, like, he's just not good enough, right? Like, we've all been there. Like, the guy's really good. He's just not good. We can't overcome it. You know, they dialed up an explosive play for, was it Emmanuel Sanders, Jason, in the end zone? I think it was Emmanuel Sanders, right? And he overthrew a ball that you can only underthrow or hit him on the money. But the fact is, like, he didn't play well in the second half, and they lost a game they should have won. But that felt like a Super Bowl team. Like, it as much as we were trying to figure out a couple weeks ago who's good and who's not good, I do think that the Cowboys are in that discussion because of Micah Parsons and CeeDee Lamb, and they just got enough dudes. But I felt like I watched San Francisco last night and, like, you know, if you go to DraftKings, that feels like a Super Bowl, at least contender. That's a team that'll be around, which, of course, ticks you off, Jason, because you hate the idea of seeing the Niners and the Chiefs again in the Super Bowl, right?
I think that's the answer to the last two NFL games played, Sunday night's game and last night's game. I basically came to the conclusion that we're going to see the Niners and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl again. And that's just kind of a retread thing. I mean, you and I were down in Miami for that game. It's not interesting when you have these like rematches in Super Bowls a couple years later, for me anyways. That takes away from the hype of the event and everything else. But anyways, that was made clear to me the last couple of nights, I think, is that the Niners and the Chiefs are the best teams in their conference.
Well, I'm gonna push back on that. Okay, so you like new teams, so you were fired up about the Bengals being the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah, that was kind of exciting. Sure.
I like the Bengals. Like, I actually think the Bengals offensively, when Jamar Chase is back there, like, they're in that discussion. Like, mm-hmm. they got dudes. You know, when you draft that high in the draft mm-hmm. that many years in a row and you find a quarterback who's a dude, like, that's kind of the same thing. They just haven't been healthy. And then the remade offensive line has been a bit of a disaster, although they're finding a way to kind of keep it together and they'll be competitive. But I don't know. I just, like, by now we know Ravens are going to be there. I don't think they're great, but they're good enough to be around. Chiefs and Bills are the two best teams in the AFC. And the NFC, I don't know. Like, no one's a believer in the Kirk Cousins. It's Cowboys and Niners and – you know, I'm Eagles have a really good team, but it does feel like Jalen Hurts is going to top out once they get to the playoffs. Like, you know, I think a rematch, if it has two good fan bases, is good. You know, I don't want to see them every year like the NBA when it was seemed like every year was Cavs and Warriors. I'd like to see somebody else, but I don't think that most people agree with you on the we have to freshen it up. Like, I don't want the Panthers to be in the Super Bowl. I don't care. I don't want the Texans to be in the Super Bowl, although they're as far from the Super Bowl as anybody's ever been. Maybe the Lions at some point, but I kind of like the Niners story. Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of star power, too. I think both those teams have guys that are interesting. You know, when you talk about the tight ends and the, you know, there's.
Plus, I mean, they have a quarterback who they literally moved on from, mm-hmm. right? It wasn't that they got a divorce, they got remarried. Right? They were like, hey, listen. It's not your team anymore. You go throw on the side field. You just go throw on the side field, and we're going to have the whole team over here. Like, that really happened this year. Like, 9 weeks ago, this thing changed. That's crazy.
I'm going to tell him to come on back over.
Hey, can somebody go over to that side field and tell
get
Jimmy to come back and play with the ones? Like, that happened this year. That's crazy. You know? And then you have the you almost feel like Christian McCaffrey. Do you remember Shawshank Redemption? You know, when Tim Robbins, when he Andy Dufresne, when he climbs through the pipe of crap, and then he breaks it, and he's like, and it's like raining. That's Christian McCaffrey, right? Here's a dude. I don't know if you guys know this, but like his girlfriend is in San Francisco. She's been in Northern California. So they've been doing the cross country thing the whole time. Like, not only does he get traded from the Panthers, who are a disaster, right? They hired a college coach who just, he didn't know what he's doing. Quarterback was a turnstile. The ownership changed during his time there, like everything. And then all of a sudden, he went from first 3 years, didn't miss a game, to couldn't stay healthy. And now he's with the Niners with all these other dudes. Like, those two parts of
the story. And his girlfriend?
Huh?
And his girlfriend?
And his girlfriend. Like, they actually get to live together, yeah. Right? Which might end up ending the relationship, right? Because you've been living cross country for so long. Yeah. Like, now you're actually.
Well, I don't really like you.
Yeah. Like,
we spend way too much time.
Turns out you're way better on the phone than you are in person. Man, you were good on text.
Yeah. FaceTime was great.
The other side of it, Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Matt Holliday, he somehow got roped into co-hosting for as long as he wants to hang. The other side of it is the Cardinals, who feel like an abject disaster. Okay. Matt, you know this. Forever, when I was at ESPN, and Jay, were you with the Jim Rome show when it was did the Rome is Burning on ESPN as well?
Correct.
Right?
Yep, I was there.
Okay, so then you were on the emails. So when we're at ESPN, the producer had to send out a rundown of the show before it was on, right? And there was always a guest list, and it was like a competitive thing. And our boss is a guy named one of our bosses is a guy named Scott Shapiro, and Scott was the producer for Mike and Mike. And Mike and Mike got all the guests. One, because Scott's really good, but two, because they're Mike and Mike, they got all the guests, right? So it was like a competitive, like, who could get the big names on the show rundown? And the biggest get was, in baseball, was always Derek Jeter. But he was the worst interview because he never said anything, right? Like, Jeter ain't saying anything. You could try, but you get nothing out of him at all. Like, he's shown a little bit of personality in some of the stuff he's done now, mm-hmm. but that's very little. And I'm sure, like, you're not rolling with all those 11s that he dated before he got married. Unless you got it. It's not just because you're good looking and a superstar and the captain of the Yankees. He's got some swag to him, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure the real Derek Jeter is a very entertaining person. Mm-hmm. But Derek Jeter, Grant Hill, Larry Fitzgerald. Great human beings, super bright guys, and the real person, like if you cut away all the the other stuff, is cool. But the guy that presents themselves on TV and radio, lame, not saying anything, right? That's Larry Fitzgerald. Is that accurate, Jay Stu? Like, no one has ever said, yes. You know what Larry Fitzgerald said ever before?
Correct. That's accurate.
How about this? This is a real story about Larry Fitzgerald. Okay, so I emcee this event in L.A. It's for the Pump Foundation. Their mom died of cancer, so they raised money for cancer. So Larry Fitzgerald was just he was just in the audience. So this is a real thing. Larry wanted to know who he was sitting with and actually researched every person. And he was sitting with all these stars and then some donors as well. He knew every person and what they did and if they were married, if they're not married, their kids' names when he sat down because he wanted to know and have like an engaging conversation. Like, really impressive dude. He's actually on Tom Brady's podcast. We play cuts from Tom Brady's podcast. Have we ever played anything that Larry Fitzgerald said?
Negative.
Negative. Last night he's on the pregame show. Take a listen to what he said about Colt McCoy.
The conversations with former teammates is glowing about his leadership. You know, leading meetings, taking the onus. If he makes a mistake, saying, look, that was on me, I'm going to get it fixed. Like, that's a big part of being a leader.
Okay, so then you pointed out something you saw on the hard knocks, the in-season Hard Knocks with the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that his attention to detail and like all the guys responding and saying, oh, yeah, look at his attention to detail and him demanding the Colt McCoy on the show. He's like, hey, you be where you're supposed to be and I'll throw it. And our attention to detail needs to be spot on. And it's like, well, shouldn't that always be the mantra of the team? Like, is it not been that? Is it sort of just let Kyler do what he does and run around and throw it? I mean, it just felt like they were perked up when Colt McCoy took over. And again, we talked about this on Hard Knocks. You don't get the full story, but you do get an inside look at some interaction.
Well, okay, again, let's just, so you take the Hard Knocks thing and you're like, okay, well, maybe it's how they're painting it. Then you take Larry Fitzgerald and what he said last night.
And they go together.
Then you say, take how Kyler looked in the playoffs, which was terrible. And at times how he's looked recently, right? Especially before they got DeAndre Hopkins back. And there's always been some of the comments about it. Then you take in the clause that they had in the contract, which they took out of the contract because of public pressure, which was like, hey, dude, you can't go play Call of Duty. You actually got to look at your iPad when you go home at night. You put it all together, and everybody's kind of saying the same thing, that Kyler Murray's got a lot of talent, but no attention to detail, not a great leader, and obviously not fully engaged in how much of a job it is in comparison to how he handles it, right? Like, and then you factor in that probably under pressure, they gave him a new contract in the offseason, even though they didn't have to. Like, he played 3 years. This is year four. You have a rookie contract, okay? You have...
Couldn't they franchise him a few times?
Yeah. You have the fifth-year option. Then you can franchise him up to three times with no negotiation. And yet they gave him a new deal, right? They gave him a new deal. They are screwed because they got a guy who they can fluff it up all they want. Why would he change if he already has the money and he's still going to be the starting quarterback? And, oh, yeah, by the way, they also gave Cliff a new contract. They also gave the GM a new contract. And then you factor in the defense, which there's been clips on social media over the defense kind of escorting George Kittle into the end zone. This is Buda Baker, one of their leaders, if not their leader on defense, after the game.
I feel like guys played till the end, played hard till the end.
No, I don't, you know.
Is it tough to say this late in the season?
Yeah, it's very tough to say, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're all grown men. You know, women lie, men lie, that film never lies. So whatever the film says is what it is.
Dude, I mean, that is a have you ever heard, like, and look, God bless Buddha for actually giving us an honest answer. Guys never give honest answers. And I guess Zach Wilson gave an honest answer in how he really felt, but it was definitely the wrong answer. But when you ask if your teammates quit, I mean, he just said they quit. Some guys quit.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch Hard Knocks too, like, you believe that he would say that. Like, he's pretty honest, pretty emotional. So you talk about Larry Fitzgerald, like, what he said – And how measured he is and what he says. So it's probably 10 times what he said as far as what he wanted to say and what he was willing to say. So it, to me, like, take what he said and then times it by whoever's telling him this information is going way over what he said.
How hard is that when you are – Like, you were a dude. You were a 7-time All-Star. Guy comes to you, and you know, like, this guy is, you know, he ain't coming and getting extra work. He's just kind of showing up and going home, and he's riding out a contract or whatever. How hard is it to bite your lip and not say what you really want to say?
Well, it's hard, but, you know, in St. Louis, like, Tony La Russa, if he spotted something that was different, they were out of there. Trade them, send them down, like, wouldn't put up with. The group had to be, you know, all in, all together. And you know, our culture at that time was those were the outliers. The problem is when you get 5 or 6 or 7 of them and they become the majority of, they're not the guys that are grinding and hardworking and you know, they're kind of just there, you know, that you know, they just want
to. I'll give you a team. And I don't know who it was of that team, but I had a friend who was on the Cubs team that won the World Series. And I was like, man. And I remember when they won the World Series, people were like, dynasty. Look at all those dudes. They're all young. And he said, and I remember this to this day, he's like, they'll never win another World Series. And they haven't. Mm-hmm. He's like, they're just, it's too young, too much money, too much Chicago in the summer. No way. They'll never win another World Series. And they really hadn't even been competitive ever since. And they broke that thing up, right? So there was something amiss there where dudes know. But it's more so you guys didn't have to actually say anything because Tony took
care. Well, he did a good job of that. And then we had older guys. So when you have a guy like Chris Carpenter and you have guys that aren't willing to confront, like, you know, when you go up to a guy, hey, look, this isn't how we do things. Like, you want to play for us, play with us, be part of this? This isn't going to work. And guys would move closer to the group. But then the problem was we had a few years where that group was larger. And so you had the guys in the middle that would slide this way. The guys in the middle need to slide towards the guys that are in it for the right reasons.
You got the chameleons.
Yeah.
The chameleons will do.
Yeah.
They'll just, whatever's popular, that's what I'll do.
Yeah, you need the majority to be here. And so these guys feel like the outcast. And then eventually they know that they won't be there long unless they change their ways. And so that's the, you know, the culture in the locker room and having your leaders, your best players are the guys that are demanding excellence every day. And I think that's something that's hard to come by.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. And we're still trying to figure out. We're Googling what do bench coaches do. I don't know. Matt Holliday, 7-time All-Star, 4-time Silver Slugger, bench coach of the St. Louis Cardinals. And Ramos, if he says anything controversial, I need you to drop it. Because we actually have to. Like, he's got enough money, doesn't actually need the job, but we wanted him to get. Want to make sure
at least he let gets, me get the 1 year.
Right, yeah. Get one. Got to get 1 year in there. You know, he needs some seeds. He needs free seeds and free bubblegum. Mark Dominic joins us. He spent over 20 years in NFL front offices. He joins us every week. He was the GM of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Mark, happy Thanksgiving to you. Our takeaways from last night, we had two things. Let's start with the Niners, right? And stick with me for a second, because when I use this analogy, at first it might hit you with cold water. There's the old expression about pornography, right? It's hard to describe it. You know it when you see it, right? You know when you see a Super Bowl contender or Super Bowl caliber team. I saw one last night in San Francisco, and some of it is, hey, that group has been in the Super Bowl. The NFC Championship game last year, you had in Christian McCaffrey, and, you know, Garoppolo has his flaws, but they got dudes. The guy can really coach. They can get after the quarterback with, you know, arguably the best defensive end in the league in Nick Bosa. And you got Trent Williams on the other side. Like, when they're healthy, that's a Super Bowl contender, isn't it?
When you look at the NFC, you've got to put them up there. I mean, what they've been able to do so far and the way they've been able to play, especially what you just talked about, Jimmy Garoppolo and his performance last night, the overall team, the ball's not just going to McCaffrey, or it's not just going to Debo or just Kittle. I mean, that's the nice thing about it. When you've got three or four options and then you've got, you know, Brandon Ayuk, who's actually showing up and making plays too, it's a team that, from an offensive standpoint, if you're a defensive coordinator, it's an uncomfortable team to prepare for, because they can get you so many different ways at different levels on the football field.
Isn't it crazy, though? Like, you have Jimmy Garoppolo, who's literally throwing on a side field during, you know, and now he could be the quarterback and go back to the Super Bowl. Like, that is as crazy a storyline as I can, you know, maybe since Kurt Warner going from third stringer to Hall of Famer like that. But in one season, this is crazy.
No, it's nuts. I mean, again, to your point, you know, what was it, 2.5 months ago? They were like, we don't even want you to practice with our team. So you go over there, like you said, and throw in the corner, and then bang, craziness happens. Jimmy stays for some reason. No other club trades for him, which is still mind-blowing to me. When you look around the National Football League, and he stays there and ends up betting on himself, and it works out, but Trey Lance goes down and he's playing just the way he wants to play, to show that, hey, look, he's 31 of the clubs. I'm going to be a free agent this offseason. Come support, because what he's doing right now is, especially as you watch his season, he's starting to get a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And I think the thing that everybody's waiting for is that Jimmy Garoppolo moment. But right now, I've not seen that moment where you sit there and say he has the bad decision, the bad throw. But I mean, yeah, for them, I mean, the Dallas Cowboys, the Vikings have been good. That to me, those are your teams you got to worry about in the NFC.
Okay, then the other side is the Arizona Cardinals. Take a listen out. Larry Fitzgerald, and I don't know how well you know Larry. I don't know him terribly well, but I do know that he is as well-respected a guy as there's been in and out coming out of the league. But I also know that he never says anything, right? Like, he's one of those, I ain't saying anything controversial. I'm Larry Fitzgerald. I got money. Like, it's way easier not to say anything. He was on the pregame show. This is what he said about Colt McCoy.
The conversations with Mormon teammates is glowing about his leadership. You know, leading meetings, taking the onus. If he makes a mistake, saying, look, that was on me, I'm going to get it fixed. Like, that's a big part of being a leader.
And then you factor in, like, on Hard Knocks, they were talking about his attention to detail. It does feel like we have enough info here to know that Kyler is not the leader. And you take in the clause that was in the contract. Whether they took it out or not, it was in the contract for a reason. Yeah. Ain't everybody saying what we should be? We should, like, it's pretty obvious they might have. That seems like they got a Kyler Murray problem.
No, I think they do have, and they've had one. And to your point, it's been something that everybody's been very aware of. Like, when they put that clause into contract, it rubbed everybody the wrong way. Look, I think Kyler Murray's, what, 1-2 since the new Call of Duty drop? So that's a problem, right? Because it's like, I can't stop playing this game. No, you know, it's a shame. And this is where, and I talked about this in the offseason. I talked about it in preseason, talked about it. To me, you had to play hardball with Kyler Murray. You had to prove to me one more time that you could not only lead this football team, but take us to the postseason and show me you can win a playoff game before I bring in the Brinks truck and back it up to you. And they did that. They went ahead and paid him ahead of time. And, you know, clubs just don't know why. You know, I understand. Like, I was a GM in the Bucs. Our quarterback kind of fell off the field. He fell off the wagon, off the field, or whatever you want to say. And that crushed us all. We lose. If you have a quarterback, you want to keep him happy. You want to get it done. But then you look at what Baltimore's been able to handle and manage Lamar Jackson, and still they haven't paid him yet. And yet we're going into year five. So I think that this is a huge mistake by Arizona, again, to pay him early. And I think they made a big mistake in terms of, like, they knew what they were getting. And, again, Kyler's, when you just watch him sometimes, you break down his film. He's fantastically talented. But yeah, it is those pieces you just brought up with Larry Fitzgerald talking about, that you have to have all of that if you're going to drop $40 to $45 million on a quarterback.
Yeah, and I think Matt Holliday sitting alongside here, he said something 10 minutes ago, which was brilliant, which is like, look, if Larry Fitzgerald says it, it's probably 10 times worse than he's actually saying, right? That
he knows, because Matt, he said, how many locker rooms did he see, guys? And I mean, he knows exactly what that feels like. When somebody like that says something, you know that it's a great point, that it's got to be a lot more significant than we realize on the outside.
Okay, then there was some of the videos of their defense stopping and seemingly doing the old business decision, letting George Kittle score. This is Buda Baker, who is as respected a dude as there is in that locker room after the game.
I feel like guys played till the end, played hard till the end.
No, I don't, you know.
Is it tough to say this late in the season?
Yeah, it's very tough to say, but, you know, at the end of the day, we're all grown men. You know, women lie, men lie, that film never lies. So whatever the film says is what it is.
It actually isn't that late in the season. It should be, but it is. There's six more games, right, in the season, because it's a 17-game season. You've been a GM. What do you do if you see guys quitting at the end of a game?
Well, I mean, the number one thing you got to do is you got to point it out in front of the team. As a head coach, as a position coach, starts there first, right? He's the head coach of his position. And he's going to have the guts, or she is going to have the guts, to call it out in the meeting room when the guys are in there, whether it's linebacker, defensive line, defensive back. You've got to have enough guts to call it out, no matter what his last name is on his jersey, and be able to say, hey, look, that was not acceptable. And then it goes to, you know, coordinator. And coordinator should be able to have a team meeting and talk about it and be able to put the tape on. I mean, and that's what Buda's talking about. Like, put the tape on and show it and just be honest. And then you as a player, what you're hoping for is attrition from the player saying, you're right, you know what, I can do better. And then he owns it as well. And then hopefully it's a learning element. But if it becomes one of those things that's consistent from the same guy, you got to think about what you've got to do with that locker room and the different changes you need to make as an organization, as a GM. So as long as my coaches are presenting the message to the player, then if the player's not going to listen to it, then that's where I have to step in the off season or in the regular season and say, hey, we got to make a change. If that's sitting a guy, to sit a guy that's got a really big last name, you've got to make a point, and I think that's what you've got to be able to have the guts to be able to do.
Do you cut somebody? Do you just cut somebody to make a point?
I've had to do that, yeah. And it was not the most ideal situation where I had to trade a player at the last second, because it was one of those things where the last straw has dropped. And so I either traded him or I cut him on the spot, because I didn't want to. A great player, Aqib Talib. I traded Aqib Talib to the New England Patriots. But I had fought for him for so many years. I'd gone to the New York League office. I'd sat through reports with Harold Henderson and people that were attacking Aqib, and I kept saying, yeah, he's not the guy. It's not as bad as you think. Yes, he's been around a lot of bad stuff. And then finally I told Aqib, like, before the last thing happened, I said, Aqib, I'm done. Like, I can't fight for you anymore publicly. And when it happened, I was like, you're gone. I'm going to trade you tomorrow. And I had to trade him.
And then he goes and wins the Super Bowl with the Patriots.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that's great.
I mean, he just wins the Super Bowl with the Patriots. Mark Dominic joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What do you do if you're the Packers? This deal, the Rodgers deal is $58 million on the cap next year. 58 dead cap money on the cap. I don't think he's walking away and retiring from that money. You can sit there and go like, I like to go and hike Machu Picchu and do the ayahuasca, but that's $58 million. You are not getting anywhere else on earth. So what do you do if you're the Packers?
Well, I think he's there. I mean, I think it comes down to one or two. I look at it. I'm not disappointed. I'm disappointed in Aaron's season, and obviously everybody is. The way the Packers have played this year has been surprisingly bad. And in being at 4-7, a couple weeks ago, I said that might be the one team that might be able to turn it around. And they just can't seem to turn it around.
Me too. I thought the Cowboys game was going to turn it around.
Yeah, and then they don't. And yet I look at this and I go, is Aaron Rodgers two-time MVP? He's still almost got 20 touchdowns already. You know, Watson's playing a little bit better, but I just think I love Brian Gutekunst. He's a dear friend, and I love Ted Thompson. Knew him for years, and I always feel like the Packers have never really put together the roster they should have when you have a quarterback that good. That there should be multiple Super Bowls on the football team, and they just never have. And I think that's a problem because of the amount of talent that's lacking. Whether it's not having an elite tight end, not figuring out exactly what the run game situation is going to be. Maybe, one more corner, one more speed on defense. You know, and I'll try to address the defense. But mainly it's been that they have had such an empathy towards the wide receiver room, it's shocking. And they just sat there and go, we'll just figure it out without Devontae Adams. And look what happened to this football team. So I'm not as down on an Aaron Rodgers. I'm more worried that he's so frustrated he might quit because he doesn't need the money. But I don't think I'm going to move Aaron Rodgers off the football team because I'm not going to play Jordan Love.
Last thing. Jeff, I don't know if we've talked since the Saturday thing, but now that you've seen it for 2 weeks, where are you on the Jeff Saturday hire?
So I was on board with it, meaning that I've known Jeff for a long time at ESPN, worked with him for a long time there. And I actually texted him and told him a while back, like, hey, look, this is one of those things where you've talked about being a coach forever in the league, but here's your opportunity. And he's great. And I think that there's something to be said here. And I know it's kind of a lot of people had a hard time with it. He's never coached. He doesn't deserve this opportunity. Josh McCown's a guy that's going to have this opportunity next offseason, too, who hasn't coached in the NFL but almost became the head coach of the Houston Texans. I think if you can find a coach that has a good offensive coordinator, a good defensive coordinator, like somebody that, as Gus Bradley has done it before as a head coach, whatever, I think a former player as a head coach is really actually a pretty strong idea. Because I think that he can go, if he has the ability to not be afraid, and be able to motivate people in front of a group of, 80 players when they come out of camp or when they put on their practice squad and their entire team. If you can give the speech where the players know that you understand where they're coming from, and then you've got coordinators that the players are looking at going, I still am getting better, and this dude's been there, done that. And I think there's something to be said about that. So as much as, yes, the traditional me says, well, you got to earn your stripes, you got to work your way up the ranks.
He did. 14 years at center in the NFL is more valuable, respectfully, more valuable than being 14 years as a position coach and whatever. I'm sorry. It just is, especially center. Centers are like catchers. A lot of times they're not as talented as the rest of the offensive linemen, so they got to do it with their brain. They got to have a relationship with the offense coordinator, the defensive line. They got to know all the coverages and the blocking assignments. They got to be able to work with quarterbacks and their egos. Like, center's a different deal. So I've been with you. I think it's going to work.
Well, I think that they're the one team in the AFC that has a chance. Like, there's still a spot open in the AFC. I don't think the Patriots are going to make the postseason. There's one spot open. Could it be the Chargers? I think that's the most likely. But I'm not going to rule out the Colts with that tie. Even though they lost by a point against the Eagles at the end of that game, I still think that they have a chance to find a way to make that wild card spot. Yeah. And that Jeff Saturday is going to get considered for that final job next year.
Let's do this next time. I want to talk about Eagles because I do think that they showed some of the weaknesses there, although the Eagles did find a way to finish. Mark, have a happy Thanksgiving. Love the stories and the insight. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Enjoy Stillwater. Have fun.
Thank you.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. I have a great topic for the top of the hour. Like, I'm so proud of this topic. You guys are going to love it. By the way, Matt Holliday will join us at the in the bonus podcast. And he's like, I got to go clean up some my wife. You know, he'll be back. We'll talk some baseball contracts with him. You'll love the In the Bonus podcast. He told us we'll talk about the Aaron Judge negotiation. We'll try and figure out what the bench coach does. In the meantime, let's get to the press. Let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. All right, let's do this. Monty Bolaños.
Yeah.
What's the game today?
John Ramos, tell the people what we're playing. Rank 'em. All right, Doug.
Love it.
Yeah, let's do it. Rank your top three teams in the NFC right now, today.
Top three teams in the NFC. That's a great question. obviously, you know, like, you don't want to be prisoner of the moment because the Cowboys stomp the Vikings, but I'm not a buyer into the Vikings. Kyle, you got those teams in the NFC East. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to say Eagles 3.
Okay.
Cowboys 2.
Wow.
Niners 1.
Wow.
Now remember, okay, and the reason she's saying wow is because those teams, you flip it in terms of the order of their actual record, right?
Right, right.
Eagles only have one loss. They should be ranked number one. I'm just not a big buyer in the Eagles. They haven't played. They played the easiest schedule in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. The Cowboys. All right, let's go. What about the AFC? What about the AFC top three right now, AFC?
Okay. AFC. I'll go. It's a hard one for three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Ravens at 3.
Okay.
Chiefs at 2.
Uh-huh.
And Bills at 1.
Wow. Okay.
And I understand the Bills haven't played as well of late, but I saw them drill the Chiefs in Kansas City. Should have beaten the Chiefs in Kansas City last year. Bills are better than the Chiefs.
Wow. Cool statement.
And the Ravens are – that third spot is a hard one because there's the Dolphins are in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals are in the conversation. The Titans are in the conversation. And frankly, I think the Chargers should be in the conversation, although they can't find a way to win some of those close games.
Don't get me started. Let's move on because it upsets me. Rank your top four college football teams right now.
I go TCU at 4.
Okay.
I know what is this probably a setup for me thinking Alabama's better than TCU. Alabama is better than TCU. Let's go Alabama at 4. Let's go Ohio State at 3. Let's go Michigan at 2. And let's go Georgia at 1. And I this is not a great Alabama team, but they lost on a 2-point conversion under the lights in Baton Rouge against a good LSU team and lost on a last-second field goal on the road at Tennessee. TCU's an unbelievable story, and they'll get into the playoffs, but Vegas would agree. They play head-to-head. I think Alabama would be close to double-digit favorite.
Wow. All right. Well, Thanksgiving is around the corner. So, Doug, rank the way that you like your Thanksgiving turkey cooked. Now there's so many different ways.
There is. Old school, when you brine it the night before and then you roast it in the oven, that's 3.
Okay.
Smoking a turkey, although finding the rolling paper to I'm kidding. Smoking a turkey at 2, and a good old fried turkey, a little peanut oil dropping in the fryer, probably the most dangerous.
I was just going to say.
And the worst for you, but it's amazing. Fried turkey is amazing.
Fried turkey. You know, I've never been a fan of turkey. I don't eat meat anymore, but I always thought turkey was really dry. So Thanksgiving, I was all about the sides.
It's also about the preparation of the turkey. If you make it, you make a turkey that has the juices and the flavor, you're in good. Kid. I did not say the word. Coming up next, what is your number? Everybody has a price. I'll explain next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked. Game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.